ערב ראש השונה. ערב יום הדין. ברוך השם, we're all here, gesund. So we made it through last year's Rosh Hashanah. Baruch Hashem. When a person's in such a matzav, he tends to think like the Pasuk says, we say Mizmor Shir, Chanukah Sabayis Adavid, Vani Amarti Bishalvi, Pal Emoit La'olam. A person when it's good for him, when things are going well, Ani Amarti Bishalvi, when it's tranquil, Pal Emoit La'olam, I will never fall, I will never be pushed down. That is the tev of a person. So when we're going to the next Yom Hadin, we also tend to think like that. I'm here now. I'm gesund now. Baruch Hashem, everything is fine. Ani amati bishalvi ba'alemai t'loilam. I don't have to be worried about next Rosh Hashanah either. I'm 20 years old. I made it through 20. There's people 30 years old. They made it through 30. There's people 80 years old. They made it through 80. Ba'alemai t'loilam. I will never fall. The pasuk continues, Hashem b'tzoincha hemadeto l'hari yoiz. The Ribono shel Olam, hemadeto, you made stand, hari yoiz, great mountains. You ever see great mountains? Once I had to travel through Italy, a stop over to America. One of the airports in Milan, I think it was, taking off, the plane flew along the Alps. You're in a big plane. You take a look outside the window, you have the big Alps, it looks mamish like a dwarf. Hari yoiz, strong mountains. The Ribono shel Olam makes. And that's how a person thinks when he's b'shalva. The Ribono shel Olam put me as a strong mountain, a great mountain. Everything dwarfs me. But there's a word stuck into the pasuk. Hashem b'tzoincha hemadeto l'hari yoiz. All this is because this is the Rofson of Ribono shel Olam. It's not because I'm invincible. It's not because I'm great, I'm strong. Hashem b'tzoincha hemadeto l'hari yoiz. This is the Rofson of Ribono shel Olam. The reason why I'm gesund is because the Ribono shel Olam wants me to be gesund. The reason why I could see is because the Ribono shel Olam wants me to see. The reason why I can walk is because the Ribono shel Olam wants me to walk. The reason why I have money is because the Ribono shel Olam wants me to have money. The reason why I'm happy is because the Ribono shel Olam wants me to be happy. Be'etzoncha, it is totally in the rotten of the Ribono shel Olam every single second, every single fraction of a second, how the body works continuously. It's all because this is the Ratzon Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem b'tzoncha hamadat al hariyos. And the second that Ratzon goes off, the pasuk goes on. Histarta ofanecha. The Ribbono Shel Olam hides his face. Chas v'shalom. Not he goes ahead b'poil and gives einish. Once the Ribbono Shel Olam hides his face, and the Ratzon Ribbono Shel Olam is not there, says the pasuk Hayisi Nivhol. Right away, there's a complete bahala. Anything can happen. Big mountains, strong mountains. We read every week, we say every week in the Chunana Kabbalah Shabbos, Harim Kadag Kadainag Namasub Lifnei Hashem. Great mountains. Kadoinag Namasu. Doinag is wax. Namasu, melted. Lifnei Hashem. You have big, big Alps. When there's a time for the Alps to go, Namasu, melt like wax. That's Hastaras Ponim. Hashem b'tzoincha hamadat al ha'ariyos, when there's a rotain from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, he is as strong as ha'ariyos, but in the minute, Hastaras Ponim, Hayisi Nefhol. And this is not something new. We see it time in and time out. Great things, powerful things, strong things that at the time we thought invincible, impossible. And from one minute to the next, we saw Twin Towers. The might of man, the chokhmah of man, everything, all the technology and building chokhmahs and whatever you want. One fall, one minute to the next, gone. We saw a Rasha. Hello, Dikazach. Russia 30 years ago was a world power. Question, Russia, America, which one? Overnight, today, garnished. Overnight, mamash. Amol, 30 years ago, if one would think that Russia would fall overnight, it had to capture Russia. You'll need atomic bombs, and you'll need all these missiles and this and that. And Stozazach. When the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, there's a Russia. When the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, there's a Twin Towers. And when the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want, it's gone. That's what we have to know, and that's what we have to chazak. We saw it. It's hard to talk for the Maisa. It was a summer's man. And it was a Bein Hazmanim. So of course, people go away from yeshiva. Bein Hazmanim, vacation. Meir Tashem. All the friends. See you, Elo. Bein Hazman, off vacation, go away to Shiva, Yisro Vilsnol. No. You go on a jeep ride, 5 bachur. Something goes wrong with the what's thing, tumbles over. One left and 4 gone. What's the pshat? four normal yeshiva bachur. And the zman, goodbye to the Chavarei Chavarim, we'll be back Elul, we're going for Beir HaZmanim to mechazek ourselves, whatever the kavanas were. There's no Elul. 1 minute driving, having a geshmak of time, parents happy, everybody, family's happy, the next minute disaster. That's one maisa. Other maises. A person doesn't know. Kol's man is a rotten rebellious loyalum. Kol's man is a rotten rebellious loyalum that it should be good, that it should be bishalva, that it should be hari ois. It's there. But the second of Astoris Podim, his tarta fanecha, hayisin of hope. That is the mitzis. We go betuchim liyem adin. I'm here, I'm alive, I'm gesund. The Yibayishim should help, we should all have a good year. Gans Klai Yisrael should have a good year. No question about it. But we have to know this. That which we had a good year is rotzen Yibayishim. Can we say these bochum, or those people that had the unfortunate incidents this year, were different than us? Had more avarice than us? Hard to say. Can't say. What the cheshbayishayim are? Can't say. It's none of my business. But that's what we have to know, and that's what we have to see. Families that were together last year, this time, were happy. A full family. Mother, father, children. One day, a father gets sick. Another family. A mother gets sick. Another family. Child gets sick. From one day to the next, Maisim, unfortunately, b'chol yoyim. Maisim b'chol yoyim mamish. Tali in Rotzen Hashem and Chas v'Sholom Hester Ponim. And Rotzen Hashem and Hester Ponim Pashteitzich is Tali in Mitzvahs and is Tali in Averus. There's a famous drosha from Rav Chaim Volozhiner that he said on Slichas. And I think I heard that he printed over in the Nefesh HaChaim's in the back, other places. And I think I heard that he was not unable to complete the drosha because of the bechias, the crying of the tzibur. And he started off the drosha with a pasuk in Tehillim. Somar b'sori, b'sori b'pachtecha b'sori. David HaMelech said that from the pachad of the Ribbono Shel Olam, my basar, my flesh, grew goose pimples. The person, Rashi says, the person gets scared, his hair flies off, because who's pimples? Umimishpotecha yoreisi. And I'm afraid of your mishpot. The mishpot of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he asks, what are the two things? What are the two things? Soma mipachtecha b'sori, umimishpotecha yoreisi. So he went on his mahalach. It's more or less what I'm going to say, the same mahalach. I'll say a little different. Gelein Rosh Hashanah, the parasha of Yishmael, when Avraham Avinu sent them away with Hagar, and he got sick, and they ran out of water, and he was dying from thirst. And Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to make a neis that they should find water. Ma'al Shekong, Shalom well. And the Malach HaShoris got up and said, Rashi brings down, that Yishmael's children are going to kill Klal Yisrael with thirst. So why are you going to save Yishmael? Where was Yishmael's children going to kill Klal Yisrael with thirst? When they were going in Golos. After the Churban Bayis Rishon, they were going through Yishmael, the lands of Yishmael, and they, Klal Yisrael told the captures, take us through that Yishmael and Zichah have Rachmanos on us, and they gave them salted fish, and they ate it, because they thought afterwards they saw, they blew up canteens, and they thought there was water in the canteen, so first they'll eat the salted fish, they got them thirsty, and then afterwards they will drink the water, and everything will be fine. But what happened was, they ate the salted fish, they got very thirsty, then from the canteens they started to drink, and it was full of hot air, and the hot air went into them, and they died. That was the maisa that Rashi brings down, that Yishmael killed from Klal Yisrael with tzama, with thirst. So the Malach Yisrael says, I understand, why are you saying Yishmael for, if you can save him from dying from thirst, if he himself, his children, may kill Klal Yisrael with thirst? So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, what is he now? Did that maisa happen now? That maisa didn't happen now. Therefore, he is a tzaddik now. And I only dan a person basher husham. That's a lashon pasuk. Basher husham, what he is now. And now that aveir was not done. That is what Chazal say. Rashi brings it down. The kasha is as follows. Let's say that maisa happened around 1,200 years after this. The maisa with when they went into Golos. Klal Yisrael from that time till they went into Yisrael was repair 400 years and 800 years till Golos of the Bayis Rishon. Let's say this maisa of Yishmael, who is dying from thirst, took place then, after the maisa of us. That means he lived for 1,500 years. Right, and his great 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 grandchildren did this to Klal Yisrael, right, when they went out, when they went into Golos, and then afterwards Yishmael had the Maisa with the well, he was dying from thirst. So what would have been? He would have killed Yishmael. He wouldn't be a tainus. Basher Hashem, the Aveira was already done. I don't understand. Did Yishmael do the Aveira? Wasn't Yishmael that did the Aveira? It was his great 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 grandchildren. 1,200 years later. So even if, let's say, the Maisa was done already, what Shaychus does it have to Yishmael? Where's Yishmael's Aveira? He's a tzaddik. If he didn't do the Aveira, it's Mashal the Psukim, he's a tzaddik. So if he's a tzaddik, so he should be saved. What Shaychus does it have a Maisa 1,200 years later? The Teres is Poshet. The Teres is, the Pasuk says, Yishmael was a Reitzeach. He is a Roi V'Kashas. He used to shoot people. Bow and arrow. He used to kill people. And that is what he taught his children. So his children were Reitzeachim. And their children taught the other children. Their children. Their children were Reitzeachim. 1,200 years later, the Yishmaelim killed out Yidden. Where did they get that million midah of Ritzicha from? From Yishmael, their great 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 grandfather from 1,200 years of before. That was a chet on Yishmael. If that maisa would have been taken place when Yishmael was still alive, Yishmael would have gotten an einish for it at that time. We see what it means, a chet and a hashpa from a chet. A person thinks he did an aveira. Okay, I did an aveira, it's gone. We don't know what an Aveira means. And if we see somebody else sees you doing that Aveira and they learn from you, or your children learn from you, the effects of that Aveira are going to be mesiaches back to you, attributed to you. We are in a rabbim. We are amongst people. What we do is mashpia on other people, on ourselves perhaps. Okay, I'll do the aveira and I'll stop doing the aveira afterwards. We have control over ourselves to a certain degree. But on Yenem, on the friend, we don't have any control. And who knows what your Aveir was Mashpia on your friend. And who knows what he's going to do because of that Hashpa. And who knows what he's going to be Mashpia on. And who knows what his children are going to look out, are going to look like because of that Aveir. Because he learned from you. Everything comes back attributed to you. How careful we have to be within a rabbim. We could do one little thing, and if somebody learns from me, chas v'shalom, I don't have any control over it anymore. We sit in a beis medrash, and who knows how much we learn. If we don't learn, and my friend learns not to learn, who knows what that's mashpia on him. If we're in the dormitory, within the dining room, wherever we are, if we have bid hashpachas for shalom, we have no control of what's going to come out of that bid, that hashpach. And it's all attributed back. So now, there's not going to be a din on it. Because if it wasn't done, there's no din. But eventually, there's going to be a din on it. And if it was done already this year, my friend did more aveiros this year because of my hashpa, so that's also nichlal in the din on Rosh Hashanah. If a person does an aveiro chas v'shalom, he's not doing an aveiro for himself. Even if his friend doesn't see. We have to know the world has another Aveira. There is another Aveira in the world. And another Aveira in the world is Goyim a Hester upon him. That means Ribbono Shel Olam takes away his Rotzayin from the world to a certain degree. And a hesed upon him is Goyrim Oinshin Chas V'Shalom and Peroni is Chas V'Shalom. It's Yitochen, a person does an Aveira in Eretz Yisrael and a person gets an Oinish in Miami because of the Aveira in Eretz Yisrael. We are not private property. We are Chelek of Klal Yisrael. We are the Klai Yisrael, are the Amudei Ha'olam, the pillars of the world. If the pillars become weaker, the world becomes weaker. If a person does a chet, the world becomes weaker to a certain amount, as bad as the chet is. And the Ruchnis also, the world goes down. Every single Aveira person does. Person does an Aveira, the Madrega of the world goes down to a certain degree. In the Dar HaMabul, when the whole world did Aveiras, so it was Mashpia even on the Behemoths, they did Aveiras, as Rashi brings down. there's a ruach tumah that comes from achas averus. We can't feel it, but big tzaddikim felt when they went through a place that there was averus done over there. They felt it. They ran away. Meisim shahaya. Meisim shahaya, not from many years ago. Meisim shahaya from recently. Rav Baruch Ber went by a certain place, he ran away. They didn't know why. Because there was once a church over there. Once, I think, it was a church over there. Other tzaddikim, shmekta, I can't stay here. Shmeknisht, no smell. Shmekt ya. Shmeknisht, shmekt ya, shmeknisht, shmekt ya. Yeah, first they found out, yeah. That is what an aveira is. An aveira has hashpa on the world. Aveira brings a ruach tumah on the world to a certain degree. And a ruach tumah makes that it is more possible to do aveiras. And therefore, also the same thing. People do aveiras over here, and it could be going for people to go off someplace else. The famous Maisa, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, he heard that there was Chilul Shabbos in Paris. So he went into his Kovna. Kovna was the center of Yiddishkeit. He had a Kohel in Kovna. He went into the Kohel in Kovna, gave a shmooze on Chilul Shabbos. He said, yes, if there's Chilul Shabbos in Paris, that means over here Shabbos is not as it should be. And we have to know, we are part of a tzibur. We are part of a rabbin. And everything he does has hashpa. Not only on ourselves, I can't say, it's my life, I'll do whatever I want. It has hashpa on a rabbin. We're just in America. You saw what America looks like. You saw how many nefoshes. Now, not talking about people who are fried from generations. Friends, very possibly your friends. You saw them a year or two ago, they were okay. Maybe a little schwach in Yiddishkeit. And now completely gone. Lost neshamis. Rachmanus on him. It is Rachmanus on him. But do we know what we do with our hefkeris, with our averis? Can we say that we're not any cause, chas v'shalom, of it? We cannot say we are not a cause. If there's Chil Shabbos in Paris, in Kovna you have to give a shmooze about Shabbos. If there's this hefkeris in America, in yeshivas, we have to give a shmooze of avkeiris. And all this is beyond our shlita. We don't have control of it. Once we did the aveira is gone and it goes. We'll say, we didn't know. Okay, I know there's aveira. The boy Hashem said not to do it. So I did it. Did I know that somebody's with Chal Shabbos in Paris because of it? Did I know my friend's going to have a beer hashpa because of it? Did I know because that 1,200 years later, the great, 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 great grandchildren are going to kill Klai Yisrael because of it? Didn't know. But the Beis Halevi says a very sharp word. Very sharp verse, says the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi brings down a Gemara in Baba Kama. Somebody gave a pikadin, I think it was a bundle of silver gold coins to somebody to wash. And he told the person it was silver coins. It was not gold, it was silver. So the Gemara says, if the person was even Peshaya in it, he didn't go ahead and throw it out. He was Peshaya in it. So all he has to pay is for silver coins, because he was only Kabbal Shmir for gold, for silver coins. But if Lietzer, he took it and threw it out, threw it into the Yam, says the Gemara, then he has to pay for gold coins. Why? Because he had no business of taking my coins and throwing it into the Yam. So what's the difference if you thought it was silver or gold? Says the Beis Halevi, if a person knows that something is an Aveira, he just doesn't realize the Chaymer of the Aveira, he doesn't realize the harshness of the Aveira, he doesn't realize the Tetzayis of the Aveira. But who told you to do the Aveira? You had no right to do the Aveira. So the Meidah says the Beis Halevi, you get an Einish for everything that comes out of that Aveira. You have to pay for gold coins. Brings the Beis Halevi a Gemara and Chagiga. The Gemara and Chagiga says, Ki Akim Yavi Bamishpat Al Kol Nelam. The Boy Shalom is going to bring to Mishpat on all hidden things. Says the Gemara, Zeha Hoyre Kino Beflecha Veira. This is speaking about a person who kills a kino, a lice, in front of his friend Vinimasba. And his friend got disgusted by it. To kill a kino, a lice, in front of a friend, and a friend can't take it, sees he's a mephonic. And it bothered him. Says the Beis Halevi, the pshat is like this. The person killed a kinna. He didn't know that that friend was a mafunik. He didn't know that Baal was his friend. He didn't know how hard, maybe a little. It's not a nice thing to do in front of somebody. But he didn't know that the friend is mamish could be disgusted from it. Says the Beis Halevi, that's what the pasuk says. Ki al kim yaveh b'mishpat al kol nelam. You weren't allowed to kill a kin in front of your friend because it is not a proper thing to do. So even if the fellow gets disgusted entirely from it, you get the einish because you had no right to do it. The chachila, that is al kim yaveh b'mishpat. This could be. Is what the pasuk means. Samar mipachtecha b'sari. That is going on the etzem chet. The etzem chet, person has moyrefa. Umi mishpatecha yereisi. That is from the mishpat that is to come out from the chet. Not the etzem chet, but the taitzois. Later on, is be a mishpat. I didn't do that chet, but the taitzois, the outcome, the gromus that came out of that chet. That is mishpatecha yereisi. The chet is one thing, but the mishpat that's going to come out of the chet, like the Beis Halevi says, that's what the pasuk says. Ki kim yavi b'mishpat kol nelam. That's included in the mishpat. And on this, we have no shlita on. We're not the bosses over what happens from our actions. We could do, or we cannot do, perhaps. But when it's mashpia, who knows Rachman al-Islam? We're in a tzibur over here. We're in a rabbim over here. What we do is mashpia on everybody. That's what we have to be watch out for. Soma mipachtecha b'sari mishpatecha yereisi. Who knows what my actions are going to do? Midat Tova is Meruba, Chazal say 500 times. If this is by Averis, so we have to know what's by Mitzvahs. By Mitzvahs, if we do a Mitzvah, and it's Mashpia on somebody, or it's Mashpia to do another Mitzvah, It makes a ruach tayra in the world. It's goyim for all the mitzvahs to be done. It's goyim for schar. A careful person, Yeshua is in the world. And we the Torah is Meruba. So if we had Seichel, we'd chaparayim. Especially when we're Barabim, be good mashpiyim. Let somebody learn from me the good. Let me be mashpiyah on the world the good. And this will be a schus. This would be a great schus for me, Yom HaDin. Everything a person does, instead of having one mitzvah, he could have thousands and thousands of mitzvahs, thousands and thousands of schusim. We're in a base medrash. If I learn, my chavrusa will learn. If my chavrusa will learn, the next chavrusa will learn. If the next chavrusa will learn, so the whole base medrash will be cooking and learning. If I'll daven good, so the next fellow might daven better. If the next fellow davens better, the next fellow might daven better. This same minion is the Gabi Mitzvahs also. If a person, Chas V'Shalom, doesn't do what he's supposed to be doing, it's also Mashpia. And it's also a taina on him. We find the Kohen Gadol, learn the Gemara Makkos. Ariseach Hoshegeg, goes to Ari Miklot. Ad Meis Kohen Gadol. So, the mothers of the Kohen Gadol used to give food to the Reishim, so that they should daven, that the Kohen, they shouldn't daven, the Kohen Gadol should die. Or they should daven, the Kohen Gadol should die, the Gemara. So, Frank the Gemara, what's the Kohen Gadol? Why should he die? Why should the Kohen Gadol die? What Shaychus to have the Kohen Gadol? Says the Gemara, yes, you know what the Shaychus is? Because the Kohen Gadol should respalel that such a thing shouldn't happen by Klal Yisrael. A person has a koyach to do good, and to be mashpia, and to daven. If he doesn't do that, so there's a taina on him also. He didn't do any avei the Kohen Gadol. He just could have davened better. And yet, because he could have davened better, didn't daven, such thing happened, so he gets the einish also. When we do our mitzvahs, when we do our learning, we have to try and do it with our full koiches. When we daven, we have to try to daven with our full koiches. Because if we're not going to use out our potential, so besides the etzim fact that we're missing the mitzvah, we're missing the davening, but also it's mashpia. It doesn't have the proper hashpah that it should have. Chofetz Chaim used to give a mashal. Chofetz Chaim used to say, there was a king who once decided to make a tour of his country. It was a big country, all different types. They had big cities, and they had small cities, and they had towns, and they had little things over there. So big cities were about the melech, little cities were less about the melech. But everybody had more or less the most idea about the melech. There was one little town, farm or whatever. They didn't, four amaratzim. They didn't know anything about the melech. And they had a 40 minute over there. They didn't let anybody in the town. Whoever came to the town, they used to throw rocks at him. Don't want anybody to. Okay. So, Fashtetzach, before the Melech goes into each town, so he said, they make sure that his people make sure that, you know, the town prepares properly for the king. So they go into the big city, big parades, big things, everything, big small says, whatever, everything. They go into this town, stop throwing rocks at the pen. Stop. Where's the Shishon of the king? Who's the king? It's the king. Yeah. Rocks. Until they finally got through, said the king is coming. Yeah. You can't throw rocks at a king. Don't throw rocks. You don't want to be mechavim. Don't be mechavim. Don't throw rocks. Said the Chofetz Chaim, we're speaking about Deiris. There's Madregas. There's Madregas in Torah. There's Madregas in Yir Shemayim. And these things we have to think about. Chatoim, Avada. But what is our Madregas? Our Madregas is don't throw rocks. The king is coming to us these days. Don't throw rocks. These days, daven, learn, do what we're supposed to do at least. Don't throw rocks. Don't go ahead like we do a whole year. We learned in Parshas Nitzavim, we just said last week, Pasuk is speaking over there about people, they want to go be Oyeve Avodah Zarah. They go be Oyeve Avodah Zarah. So, Lechura, Oyeve Avodah Zarah, be Goyish. Says the Pasuk. V'haya b'shamay estibir al azayis. Get it, be Goyish. But what's the Einish for? If you look in the Pesukim, Klar. V'haya b'shamay estibir al azayis. People hear what's happening, the Klolos. V'sparach b'lvavay. And he blesses himself in his heart. Leim o'shalay li'yali. Good. I'll be Avodah Zarah and nothing will happen to me. I'll do what I feel like. On this, the Pasuk says, this is a person who's only Avodah Zarah. So, what does the Pasuk say? I'm Avodah Zarah? Is a big anger? No. The whole thing and given the books. On what? His Parach the Vavai. Do Avodah Zarah. I'll do what I want. At least that much. We go to these days. Don't throw rocks. It's a day of a din. Yeshuyas Libreila. Pasuk says, Mizbashir, what we started off with. He started Fadecha Yisun of all. So what's the Eitzah? Eilecha Hashem Ekra. Ve'el Hashem Eschanam. The Eitzah, Rabbi Isaiah, these days. Like I said, Baruch Hashem. He made it through the year. But there's people that didn't. Last year was Eis Rotzon. Who knows? But also was Eis. It was fine. We made it through. There are people that didn't. And even if we don't want to think about ourselves, think about other people. Think about sorrows of other people. Think about how people sick, broken families, and in ruchnius. The Madrega of Ruchnius of our door. How people are just falling like flies left and right, just dropping balls from Yiddishkeit, Rahman Rasan. And not as if they're making it big. They're lost neshamas, completely lost. Nothing, no purpose in life, no tachlis in life, no direction in life, nothing. We can't think about ourselves. We can't only think about Ani Yomarti B'Shalvi B'Almelot B'Elom. And even like I say, if we don't think about ourselves, we think for a little good. It's hard, it's hard for us to not. That's Teva the Bria. But there are plenty of catastrophes out there. Sayin Ruchnis and Sayin Gashmis. And the Eitzah is Eilecha Hashem Ekra Ve'el Hashem Aschama. Tfilas Rosh Hashanah says Meitshivu Yom Kippur are special tfilas. The Yibayi Shalom opens his doors, lets us come straight to him in these days. So let us daven for ourselves. that we should have a good year in Ruchnius and Gashmius, and my friends should have a good year in Ruchnius and Gashmius, and Gans Klal Yisrael should have a good year, and Yiboy Yisrael should help, that it should be Yizaycha this year in Mashiach Sekeinu B'Mehru Yameinu. Thank you.